Good evening, everyone. Before we start, I'd like to introduce our management officer, John Teasdale. This is his first meeting with the committee.
Thank you very much, thank you, councillors.
Do you have any apologies for absence?
None apologies, Chair.
And are there any declarations for the interest? Minutes of the meeting were sent out on the email, so I trust that you have seen them. I propose those minutes to be correct. Would anyone second that, please? Thank you, councillor Faulkner. And to have a vote to say they're correct. Against abstention. Is there any urgent business?
No, Chairman.
No. Okay. So item 5 is the Managing Officer's annual report. And over to John.
Thank you, Chair. Councillors, you appreciate there's been a fair bit of a few complaints, a fair few investigations ongoing at the moment, which you're no doubt already aware of. I've inherited a fair few of those complaints, but since my start date on the 7th of March, I've received 7 complaints across Borough Council and Parish Council matters. Only one decision notice has actually been issued. But in terms of the parish council complaints, 4 of them belong to the long-standing Mayfield investigation, which I believe you're all aware of. We also have an ongoing complaint in respect of Horninglow and Eaton Parish Council. That's currently outsourced with Anthony Collins solicitors who are investigating that matter. 2 of the other parish council complaints, they come from Tutbury, and that matter is very much in its infancy, so it's exactly a case whereby we're considering it and whether or not it needs to go any further. And the last parish council matter to mention is one at Abbots Bromley, and I'm awaiting further comments from those involved on that front. And again, depending on those comments, that then dictates which way it's going to go, whether or not any further investigation is required, or whether there's any potential disposal. In terms of Borough Council matters, turning to them, there has been a recent development in regards of one long-standing investigation, which was undertaken again by Alwyn Brown. That perhaps saved some of the information for when we go into private session, but we now have a report back on those matters. And I'm at the point whereby, as the monitoring officer, I need to decide how to deal with the matter. A breach has been identified, but again, I can give you further details in the private session. There are also 2 other complaints in respect of borough councils. Councillors, apologies. So actually there's 4 further complaints in respect of borough councillors, and to be quite precise. And I think, Chair, I'll probably hold it there and wait for us to go into private session before I give any further details on some of these matters. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, the complaints you referenced about parish councils, Are they complaints about those parish councils, or are they complaints coming from the parish council about the borough council?
Some of the complaints are in respect of borough councils, and some of them aren't quite sure of themselves, whereby some of them may be parish councillors in their borough council capacity when it doesn't really make sense to have done so. So yes, there's a mixture of councillors.
I just wanted to point out this particular meeting and similar meetings where we have the quarterly meeting, they are quite short. And I did ask if we could do on Zoom because I'm aware of everyone coming here. And then, but I was told we can't have standards on Zoom because of the nature. It has to be done face to face. And so we do have the commitment to meet once a quarter. And then, of course, as you know, we meet as and when required. So I'm just pointing that out. I apologise. Should the meeting be short, that you've all come for a short time, but that's the reason why. I mean, it's not early yet, but it looks like it might be short. And that's why I did ask on behalf of everyone. Thank you. Go to the so now, in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it's likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there will be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act.